The American Refugee Committee runs its worldwide relief programs from a rather modest office with 18 staff members in South Minneapolis. Photographs of refugees and laminated maps of ARC program countries hang on the walls in the room where Karen Johnson El-Shazly directs ARC's international programs. She's been with the agency since its beginning 20 years ago. El-Shazly says ARC's first relief effort was for Hmong and Cambodian refugees who fled to Thailand.
After the first 6 months, you know, there were very few people that realized they sat on that border for another 13 and a half years. But ARC was there, you know, until the end and followed them home.
The ARC never planned to be in the refugee business. Its early health programs were to be short-lived. Once all the Southeast Asian refugees in Thailand resettled or returned to their homelands, the agency would pack its bags and go home. But the late 1970s was the start of a refugee flood in the region. ARC's Southeast Asia Regional Director, Gary Dahl, is based in Bangkok, Thailand. Dahl says ARC is still working with Thai authorities to provide health services to refugees.
There's about 110,000 refugees in Thailand. And so on the Thai-Burma border, we work in refugee camps that are very remote. They're not in the jungle, but they're adjacent to jungles, and we've worked very much deep in the jungles prior to 1997.
Conflict around the world has meant broadening ARC's refugee relief to countries in Africa and Europe. Since the early 90s, the agency has run refugee relief programs in Croatia and Bosnia. Now they're under contract with the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to provide health services to 78,000 Kosovar refugees taken in by Macedonian families.
I know you just got back from all the coordination meetings. Can you just give a brief update?
It's 10 p.m. here. It's been a very long day. Our team has been on the ground actually taking plans to continue ongoing assessment of areas that haven't been touched by other teams in terms of looking at host refugees that are accommodated by host families.
El-Shazly's been busy working with her primary field coordinator, who's in Macedonia, getting the agency operational. ARC's contingency plans have been in place since last summer as a kind of pre-planning for the refugee exodus now taking place. But it's taken weeks to work through the Macedonian bureaucracy. For example, the agency has to comply with Macedonian labor laws because ARC will hire and train local medical professionals to serve fairly healthy refugees. Macedonia is a sharp contrast to Goma, Zaire, now called the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where ARC walked right in with other relief agencies and set up a healthcare system for Rwandan refugees fleeing civil war. Thousands in the camps died from disease and starvation, so many that El-Shazly says ARC had to find a way to bury people in hard volcanic rock or risk a sanitation threat.
So we created what was almost like a condominium type cemetery. I mean, we got crushed rock and again got local people to help crush the rock and just had layers and layers of this crushed volcanic rock and then lime, and then we shipped in body bags and just kind of had to make a layered cemetery using this crushed rock and all these other materials.
The American Refugee Committee is small in the world of refugee relief. Most of its $18 million annual budget goes to its 1,000 field staff and volunteers assisting a million refugees and displaced people around the world. The agency has raised more than $1 million in a month for Kosovar refugee relief.
It's very difficult to build a relief organization if one doesn't get involved in the high visibility crises.
Dennis Gallagher of the Refugee Policy Group, an independent research center, says ARC benefits from a history of humanitarian assistance in the Twin Cities. But its high-profile work in the Balkans is a benefit, too.
It means that in these large and high-profile emergencies, there is a kind of scrambling on the part of all of the relief organizations to become involved in some way. And this can and often does create problems at the beginning of these emergencies of coordination and a kind of sorting out of who's going to do what and where and for how long.
ARC is sticking with its original plan in Macedonia, although expansion into Albania is possible, and with its apolitical approach. It might even involve cooperating with Yugoslav officials if or when the Kosovar refugees go home. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.